Pray Like a Pharisee. Written by Joel McKeever, read by Stephen McGarvey. And when you pray, you are not to be as the hypocrites. Therefore, do not be like them. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. If you expect to be the next generation of hypocrites, you need to give me your full attention. The old Pharisees will be passing off the scene before long. We'll need a new class of the double-minded, you know, the play actors, ready to step up and fill their ranks. Tongue firmly planted in cheek now, everyone. All right, let us proceed. It's not easy being a hypocrite. Praying like a hypocrite, the Pharisaical model, is not for the weak of heart. Only the top 10% of the class will be able to meet these stringent requirements. Consider, for example, first, a Pharisee must be able to pray effectively in public. Matthew 6:5. He does it in public because that's the whole point, to impress people. Second, a Pharisee piles up flowery words and pet phrases which mean little but sound mighty impressive. Matthew 6:7. Now, we're not sure if God is impressed by high-sounding rhetoric, but one thing we know for sure, most people are. Third, a Pharisee measures the effectiveness of his prayers in several ways, but mostly by length. Pharisees think they will be heard for their many words. Matthew 6:7. Once you have mastered the art of impressive prayer language, you will soon be able to string together massive amounts of this filler. Eventually, you'll be able to boast about all the time you spend in prayer. Fourth, a Pharisee calls attention to his achievements and faithfulness in prayer. The Lord gave a perfect example of this in Luke 18:11-12. Here's how it's done. O Lord, how we thank Thee that I was able to finish my doctoral work last semester. Thank You, Lord, for my new book, which is being published next week, and for the acclaim it's already received from critics. And how we praise Thee, Father, for the lovely new car we were able to purchase since I received the raise in salary. How great Thou art, O Lord! It's such a joy, therefore, to tithe our income to Thee and give beyond the tithe. Finally, a good Pharisee will find occasion to belittle other people in his prayer. Luke 18:11-12. Lord, I thank Thee that I am not like other people. They're swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. So how should we really pray? This is just so much foolishness, of course. No one should want to pray meaningless prayers. It's the faithful prayer of the righteous which goes straight into heaven and is welcomed at the throne of the Father. Let us pray with faith to a loving Father through His Son and Savior, the Lord Jesus. Let us get serious about prayer. After all, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and should expect nothing in prayer. Perhaps we should begin by praying, "Unite my heart to fear Thy name," from Psalm 86:11.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.